more TNT? Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I also got Twitter. You can also download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes, Stitcher.
Stitcher's got it, yeah.
Wherever you get your podcast.
But, yeah, download that and listen to it because there's not many podcasts out there. Ours is actually a radio show, and we do it daily, 4.5 hours live.
Right, free.
Not a half hour. Oh, definitely free. That's definitely free.
5 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's free, no subscription fee, nothing like that.
I want to thank a lot of our listeners, too, for sending us in great stories of Craig Might and Miss. We'll probably get one coming up today, I think, that I don't know if Craig saw it or not, because Craig, like Petey, are not on the social media, so they miss a lot. And what year is this, Puss?
Damn near 2020. Actually,
I think the social media's gone away. I think I think online. Craig actually is online. He's doing that after he gets most of his stories in the office there. But he should probably be on Twitter,
which gets most of their stuff from online.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But it sorts it out, and you get and you see him quicker.
What you don't get is
your phone. Yeah.
What's exclusive to this show is
commentary.
Is goat news.
You're right.
Yep,
that's a good point.
We have more goat news.
Oh, really? Let's hear it.
The goat that we discussed originally that started
the traumatized
this
goat, right?
Conversation.
Yeah. And I assume he was traumatized.
I met the man who was responsible for carrying the goat back to safety.
Right.
And he wrote me back yesterday. They heard about it on the air. Had a good laugh. Legend lives on.
Yep.
He originally got in a little bit of trouble for that, but I think everything's cool
now.
Does
he still work for the same organization?
Yes, he does.
Oh, geez. I'm going to give him trouble again, man.
But he said, no. I said, I hope I didn't get anybody in trouble. Yeah. He said, no, glad the legend lives on. You can assure Tyler that the goat went to live a happy life. Spent a little time in the Council Bluffs Humane Society and then was placed on a small farm outside of Villisca. Do you remember that goat, Puss?
That means it wasn't safe.
That was a long time ago, and there's been a lot of goats.
That means it wasn't safe or happy at the end.
Maybe.
He's not even joking there.
Maybe he
obviously this is a show. He didn't do the Puss's Farm.
No.
The goat lived out its days on Puss's Farm.
Let's go. Down to Puss's Farm, say hello to his mom.
You did have rescue goats, though, didn't you, Puss?
Absolutely.
This one, the traumatized rescue goats.
A classic case of a rescue goat. Somebody needed to rescue that goat.
they go to the goat mills. You know, you don't want to go to a goat mill. You want to rescue that goat.
Well, right? That goat particularly was one that when it came to the rescue, it was very skittish. You couldn't get close to it. It was very angry.
It couldn't see you in your underwear like that guy in whitey tighties.
Yeah. Anybody in tighty whities, the goat went nuts.
Yeah,
I can imagine. I mean, we laugh and joke about it, but God, how sick are these people? Can you imagine someone actually thinking,
I want to bang an animal.
Right, let's go down to the river.
No, I know that most farm kids bang an animal on their first sexual experience, but they're just kids growing up.
Not true.
I'll give them, most. It's like it's most.
Not
now.
True.
It was 79% or something like that at the time when I read the article. Yeah. It's a lot.
But in the old guy circles, the word gets out.
Yeah, the old guy,
there's a goat down by the river. What are you up for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's. They actually, in their twisted brain, think that's okay.
Well, you know, my dad was in town, and he's watching a lot of Law and Orders, because that's what old people do, and they were on in the afternoon, and I woke up from my nap, and I'm watching the end, and it was this sick one. It wasn't about bestiality, but it was about a dude who was a pedophile, and they were interrogating the guy. How's he know who other pedophiles are? And he told, and the actor told this real creepy story about how they know who, how they can spot another pedophile in a crowd and start and bring up a conversation. It's not by looks, by the way. It's just certain things they might be doing and certain ways they. It was a really creepy scene. And I'm guessing that bestiality guys, when they meet, can start talking that way and figure out where they're both coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from behind the goat.
A lot of the clandestine clubs.
Yeah, I just think that those freaks, they know who another freak is once you start talking to them. And I don't want to know what those guys think.
I bet there's code words or something.
The pedophile one was really, really freaky, and I don't want to repeat any of it I heard, but it was. The goat one, we'll take that. He used to be in the goat club. How do you know if the other guy's interested in the goat, you know?
Yeah, first rule of goat club.
don't
about goat club.
Right.
Yeah, the goat club doesn't seem to be that prevalent online, though.
It's the pedophiles. No, you're right. The pedophiles are
online.
That
have gotten more brazen. Yeah. I read a piece in the New York Times that said they recovered.
Oh, you talking about the cardinal? Cardinal surprise. He had like so many images of child porn on his computer.
That
just came out recently, too.
A bust in general.
Okay.
And
because of Catholic.
They found over 45 million images of child sexual abuse.
I know. Brutal.
45 million.
Brutal.
How did these people not get caught? Pete Townsend went through a little trauma as a kid
and looked it up.
Researched pedophilia, and then they started looking at him. How did these guys manage to post 45 million images?
And they're doing it for other reasons, too. Yeah.
Yeah, for their own pleasure.
I don't know.
And they don't get snagged.
I don't know. We won't take that call either. But
we don't want
if you're
that
the goat
call.
Club, if you're if you have goat images, I don't want those photos either. But you'll get caught eventually.
Yeah, if you remember the goat from Puss's Farm.
Yeah.
Any memories you might share there. He might have lived out his days happy.
How long does a goat live, Puss? I know you're Googling that.
Long enough.
Good question.
Long enough to be useful, I think is what he meant there.
Right. 15 to 18 years, it says
that's
here.
An old dog. Then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that story we did, the Tidy Whitey, that goat's dead now, right?
I would assume so. Yeah, because that was probably 12 years ago.
Probably, yeah.
13 years ago.
Unless the goat was a young goat. But that's good. It got to live a normal life.
At the end
and not be afraid of. Well, Puss, you had to put a pants on when you fed him, right? So
you saw your
whitey-tighties.
The first 6 months, it was females only. You know how you would just skittish around all men.
Good point. Because of the wieners. Nick Allen is going to be here a little later on this morning. Our buddy midweek Nick Allen. Craig Evans will be here. Petey, I think all those baseball games are all going to 5 games, right?
Both the National League games are tonight. Yeah. They're both game 5s. Twins are the only ones that are out because the Astros got beat last night by Tampa. And then tomorrow, I think, Houston and Tampa play to advance to the American League Championship Series.
We need Houston to win that thing, or the Yankees are going to waltz right into the World Series. And that'll suck.
We don't want to see that.
See those douchebags. All right. Craig Evans in a few. There's a chicken story we got to get to. Not that kind of chicken, Puss. Not a farm chicken. Remember Craig would always say it's just a chicken sandwich? Chick-fil-A.
That one.
That story's going to be done. Because I think we make the news now. I don't think we report on it. I think we make it. We always talk about people in line for Chick-fil-A, and Craig always yells, that's just a chicken sandwich. Well, that's coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.